Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Off the ball, GAA.
What is it about the Dingle Peninsula that creates such great football?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? There's a storied tradition down there, and they're obviously on a crest of a wave at the minute.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
And it's Tyrrell, we're here at the launch of the National Ladies Football League. We've just had an incredible speak from Katie Taylor, and you got to join the stage with her. How was that?
Yeah, look, what an amazing honour to get to meet, let alone kind of be involved in a panel discussion with someone as incredible as Katie Taylor. Like, just even the way she speaks, she has the crowd completely encapsulated, and you know, it's very clear she loves her job and she has so much passion for what she does and what she's going to leave behind. But no, it's incredible. It's a brilliant event, you know, hosted by Lidl. Obviously, you've been brilliant sponsors over the last 10 years or so, and they're continuing to do great things for the LGFA and for ladies football. So just obviously delighted to be a part of it.
You must have seen a lot of these events over your time playing, so specifically Gaelic football to start off with. How important is it to make a spectacle like them of this, you know, to bring people? There's so many people out there from all the sporting organisations in Ireland. How important is that?
Yeah, it's massively important. Like, you know, for anybody, you want kind of, we talked about how do we improve the women's game and perception of it, and one big thing is obviously promotion by the media. Like, you know, we obviously want to change general society's perception, but if they don't hear about it or they don't see it, how are they supposed to know? And I think that's why it's so important to have someone like Katie Taylor. You know, she, people will see an image of her and click on it, and then it's going to be all about the LGFA, and it's brilliant. You know, it's going to bring so many eyes to this particular launch, and then hopefully for the season ahead. And we know the talent that's here in our game. It's just about maybe getting people to see that and believe in it for themselves, I suppose. And once they see that, I genuinely think they'll be regular viewers and regular attendees of our games.
You spoke a little bit about implicit bias.
Implicit bias.
Can you tell me a small bit more about that? It's fascinating.
Yeah, like, so implicit bias basically is around when you are younger, people's kind of thoughts, perceptions, what you hear around the house and home and in school and stuff will massively shape your own thoughts, essentially. But these are thoughts that, when you talk about implicit bias, they're thoughts that just come to your head naturally. You may not necessarily speak them out loud, but they are thoughts that are formed. And yeah, you're just so vulnerable at a young age, basically. And so, like, if you're growing up hearing women's sport is crap and, you know, it's not worth watching and the skill is useless and, you know, it's not the same as the men's, automatically that is going to be a thought that comes to your head. It massively influences our stereotypes in life, and brings about that inequality and inequity that we have. And I use it in school all the time. As a history teacher, we kind of touch on a subject around kind of racism and genocide and all the rest, and how implicit bias is shaped through those around us. And I think women's sport is no different, you know. And I have a young daughter at home, and to be honest, she's been to, I don't think she's been to any men's matches. She's been to loads of women's matches of different sports, and all she's hearing at home is how sport is brilliant. And we're not necessarily pushing one particular gender of sports on her. It's just because of my involvement, I suppose. But she'll grow up hopefully seeing that women are no different to men, that the standard is no different and the skill level is the same, you know, and in some cases better. And I think that's the way it should be, and that'll hopefully form the basis for her implicit bias or lack of, and she can grow up to be a well-rounded individual with thoughts around equality and equity.
Yeah, Katie Taylor is such a great example of that, isn't it? She mentioned earlier that people were just going to see a fight when they saw her in Madison Square Gardens. They weren't going to see a female fight. But you said you used to play soccer with her.
Yeah, well, very briefly. I don't know, like, she had a very short stint with the team St. Catharines that I played with at the time. She kind of took a little break from her box, and I think it was off season. I got to play one or two kind of friendly matches with her, and just, yeah, I was just in awe. She was obviously turned into a global superstar at the time, and I was just an ordinary football player at the time. But not to see what she's done in her career and the way she spoke about the barriers she had to break down and how she had to basically get women's boxing formally recognised so she could fight and the hardships you had to endure, even in soccer before that, you know. It's very similar to, you know, a lot of us female athletes that we had to go through when we were younger. Thankfully nowadays those barriers are almost gone, you know, and we can kind of move on, and there's not as many difficulties. And so, as I said, people like my daughter growing up won't have those same challenges, and it's still a little bit of way to go.
And we're here in Croke Park. Bittersweet memories for you for the last time you were playing here.
No,
All-Ireland winning, but you suffered the injury. How's the recovery going?
Yeah, no, look, recovery's slow. We knew the ACL was going to be tough. I knew it was the ACL straight away. I'm about 5 months post-op now. Slow and steady. We're getting there. Still a long way to go. But, nah, look, only good memories coming back to Croke Park for me. You know, lucky enough to win twice here. But, yeah, I think it's my first time back maybe since we won in September, so or August even. Yeah, it's just huge, exciting.
Like, is it tough coming back knowing you're not going to be involved in the league this year?
It is and it isn't. Like, it's hard. I've been in and around the girls doing my rehab, and yeah, it is a bit. It hits home that obviously I won't be playing this year, but I made my choice. I'm kind of happy enough in that. You know, the hunger's still there to play. It's just time commitments and everything else kind of gets on, and family commitments. But no, I'm really looking forward to being a spectator on the other side, trying to give my two cents where I can if they want to listen. And yeah, just going to be a supporter with my daughter and really look forward to it.
Exciting year, especially for ladies football, given the new rule changes. Is there one in particular you're looking forward to see?
Oh, I think it's going to be brilliant. I'm hugely passionate about trying to improve the women's game, particularly kind of trying to remove that defensive blanket that has maybe plagued Dublin the last few years against opposition. Of course, they bring it in the year I retire, but no, look, obviously the two-pointer would be brilliant to see some players kind of given an opportunity to really go for that. But for me, solo and go, going to speed up the game. There'll be some players take it like a duck to water. And then as someone who played in the full forward line against a defensive kind of team, the three up, four back rule will hopefully create a bit of space to really see sharpshooters like Kate Sullivan, Carla Rowe. For other teams, maybe not against us, the Sheaf O'Shea's, Amy Mackens, etc. I just think we're going to see better, more attacking football and more free flowing, and the rules around the tackle can only be a good thing.
From a rugby point of view as well, that must be something that would appeal to you. Is there a little bit of a bite to get back given the new rules so you can play in them?
Yeah, look, if they end up being introduced to club football, yeah, it'd be nice to play in them and all the rest. But look, there's a hunger to get back and get the knee fixed anyway, just so I can kind of play a bit of club football, play a bit of social sport if I'd like to, and just have a healthy knee.
God help anyone coming up against you in a social sport.
No, look, that's down the line a bit, but it would be great to, if it came into club, to get a chance to have a go at it. But that's down the line, so we're taking it week by week here.
And Dublin coming in as defending champions this year, we saw it last year with Kerry, not an easy thing to do. And a very easy home fixture for you with Kerry travelling up the road in the first week.
Yeah, maybe easy in terms of being a home game, nothing else about it. Kerry always gives us a tough task, but I think the girls are just really excited to get the league going. As I said, new rules, a load of new faces in for us, obviously, so it'll be interesting to see kind of what team lines out at the weekend. But the league's always just a really nice time to kind of blend back in. People have been doing a lot of hard slogs and are just looking forward to playing matches at this point. And it's back to back is hard, you know. Obviously the girls are going to be aiming for that, but there's a reason that it's changed hands over a number of years between different teams the last few years. It's just a very, very difficult thing to do, and the competition is so good at the minute, and there's a multiple of teams that can win it. So it really depends on when you get into the summer months who can kind of hack the pressure a little bit and put on the performances. And I'm still going to back the Dubs.
Backing the Dubs this early in January. I love the confidence, Anna. Shauna, we're here at the launch of the Ladies Football League, sponsored by Lidl. How are you getting on?
Really good, yeah. So far, so good. It's been a great day. Fantastic panel discussion. Listened to Katie Taylor talk. You could listen to her all day. She was amazing. So yeah, got a few pictures down pitch side, which is always nice. But yeah, really, really nice day overall.
Is it nice to see someone of the stature of Katie Taylor coming to support a ladies football event like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose looking at her, obviously her experience is amazing, and she's coming here and commending us for the work that we put in, and the work that's put in behind the scenes, like the partnership with Lidl and the promotion that's done to help ladies in sport. So it was really good.
She had everyone, I think everyone sitting down in the crowd was ready to get up and go training afterwards. Is there anything that you take from today that you're going to be bringing home to the team?
Yeah, definitely. She definitely made me feel like I'm not doing enough, really. The work that she's put in over her life has just been amazing, and it's all just down to hard work. She had to pave the way for herself. I suppose we weren't we've never had that bad. Like, we've been trying to promote it for ourselves, but she really had to pave her own way, and I suppose that's just inspiration for the rest of us.
It's late January, we're kicking into a new season. You're coming in, having been promoted from last year. How does it feel now going up to play in a division higher? Is there pressure on or pressure off?
I don't think there's much pressure. We're looking forward to getting into Division 2. I suppose it's where I played most of my football with Cavan, which is fortunate enough. Definitely higher standard, which is what we want. You know, you want to be playing against the best, so it's only going to bring us on, and really looking forward to the start of the league.
And a very exciting year for ladies football as a whole with the introduction of the new rules. How has training been going? Have you been kind of training with them since before Christmas?
Yes, we were back a wee while before Christmas. Yeah, definitely a few adaptations, trying to get into the swing of things. I suppose one thing that's massive is the new tackle, which will obviously strengthen the game and hopefully have it more free flowing and more consistent. So that's one thing to take from it. And then the tap and go as well, which I think will have a big influence on the speed and the pace of the game.
You've been lit in the gym, so upper body every day.
Absolutely, never left it.
Is there one rule in particular that you were delighted to see brought in?
I do think, for me, I definitely think the tackle, the being able to, you know, we're working hard, we're in the gym, we're building strength, so to be able to showcase that with the likes of the tackle is definitely brilliant. Yeah, and look forward to that.
Is there anyone on your team this year that maybe doesn't always get the headlines that we should be keeping an eye out for over the league?
I mean, a lot of the Cavan girls work so hard, you know, and go kind of under the radar. A lot of the young girls stepping up this year, I suppose, need to be mentioned, coming in from minor, and they're really making an impact and showing their own. I'm trying to think of someone.
You're being very diplomatic about it.
Yes, very diplomatic. But yeah, no, I can commend a lot of the younger girls really stepping up. And then you have the oldies as well. Sinead Green has been there, and she's been there for years, and she's phenomenal, and she's driving on. So, yeah.
Nicola Ward, we're here at the launch of the Ladies Football League in partnership with Lidl. What an inspiring hour or two that was spent listening to Katie Taylor.
I know, yeah, it was amazing. You nearly feel like a fraud being in the same room as her. She's just done so much for her game in boxing and just for Ireland and female athletes in general. So it's just amazing to have her on board and supporting our game. And yeah, it was just a brilliant day all round.
Does it make a difference to yourselves and the other girls here seeing like a spectacle being created out of the launch of your league, given all of the work that you're putting in?
Yeah, 100%. Even just being here today, you can just see all the work that goes on behind the scenes. Not just, you know, having Lidl as our brand in, you know, in supporting us, just everything that they're showcasing. Like, from when I got first on board with Lidl, you know, we've had Get Behind the Fight, you know, Can't See, Can't Be, Level the Playing Field. And again, With the Greatness Deserves to Be Seen ad, they're just doing so much to try and drive our game, which is just so lovely to see.
Is there anything that you'd be taking back to the Galway team now from what Katie was saying earlier? Because there was more than one occasion where I think everyone in the room just...
Yeah, she said so much that you nearly have to reflect in everything in what she said. But I suppose something that we're unfortunately familiar with is setbacks in Galway, and, you know, it is okay, and once you learn from them. I feel like I've been saying that nearly every year, but in every year that, you know, you do get knocked out, you do have to try and take something from it and bring it to the next year, and just hopefully one day that it might click. But yeah, she's just so inspiring all around. Yeah, I'll have to fully reflect when I go home on everything that she said, but yeah, she's an amazing speaker.
And setbacks, I suppose we take a look back to the All-Ireland semi-final last year. Such a tough one to take for you. You were so close. Took probably one of the performances of the year from Hannah Tyrrell to just take it away from me.
Yeah, we've had some very good battles with Dublin over the last few years. Yeah, look, it still hurts, and, you know, even seeing Carla's lovely back heel goal there again today always spurs back some disappointing memories. But yeah, look, we are very close, and we have been very close for a number of years, but yeah, just waiting for it all to come together and click one day to get us over the line.
It's not one of the cases so where you're kind of waiting for something to change with the group, it's just...
No, I think just probably just the consistency and keeping the team together. And you know, we have set management as well, you know, this is their third year on board, so between the players and the management trying to drive it all together and get it over the line, just hoping that day will come soon.
You got great news this year, Kate Slevin is kind of relieving herself of her duties out at Lowntown and she'll be playing with G fully?
Yeah, now in fairness to Kate barely missed a session last year as well, so you know, you nearly didn't know any different, but it'll be great to hear that she can fully concentrate on one sport and you know, not be taken up with the both. So yeah, look, I'm sure the new rules will suit her as well, so I'm looking forward to seeing her and Manny Moore in action this year.
How has the training been going with the new rules?
I'm not too sure, unfortunately, because still haven't gone back in yet, but I'm hearing only good things. I've heard, you know, the physicality has been increased and you know, it's a lot faster game, so it'll probably take me a while now to adapt. The girls will be well ahead of us, but I'm only hearing positive things at the minute.
Was your father involved in Whitmick Bowman, kind of in the steering group, for want of a better word?
Yeah, he was. So they'll be kind of going around as well, reviewing some of the National League games and seeing if there's any tweaks that they can make. So yeah, he's delighted to be involved, and it's lovely to get asked to be on a committee with the likes of Mick Bohan and Manny Moore. Yeah.
Just coming back to the league, ye won Division 2 last year, promotion now to Division 1. How important is it for your team to be playing at the top flight straight away?
Yeah, look, it's kind of where you want to be in the league. The league provides such a good base for championship and you want really, really good competitive matches. We did have, our game probably weren't as competitive last year in Division 2. We did win some matches quite comprehensively, which isn't, I suppose, good for either teams. So yeah, it's great to be back up in the top flight and you know, getting game time into loads of players, and hopefully it will stand to us then into championship.
Last time you were here in Croke Park, was it for the famous fifth in a row victory with your club?
It was, yeah. I was saying, coming in, we've been here a good while now in the last month, which isn't a bad complaint. Yeah, it was a great day, so it was. We've finished celebrating anyways, thankfully. So, look, it's just a remarkable achievement for us. I don't think that we'll fully appreciate it until years to come, but it was a great few weeks with the parish celebrating.
Brilliant. Obviously, we saw such excitement at the club finals on Sunday here with Dingle just coming
and
out.
Bridget's,
Does it take a layer of confidence into the county setup, knowing that you've got such a strong club behind it, and like, winning is a habit, we hear that all the time, and you've obviously got that down to a T now, doing it on the biggest stage in Croke Park. Does that help?
Yeah, I think so. Like, a lot of our girls, you know, from our club team are in with the county setup, and you know, we're being exposed to big games like the All-Ireland Club Finals. I think that it just, you know, while we're doing it at club level, it still hasn't transpired into county for one reason or another. But I think it does stand to the girls. But
is there, we see at this time of the year a lot of kind of experimentation going on with panels. Is there someone on your team that maybe doesn't always get the limelight that we should be keeping an eye out for this year in the league?
I'm going to say Siobhan Dively. Maybe she is, you know, she's very familiar to a lot of people in the club scene. She's played midfield last year with Galway, so she got player of the match in the Ladies Club All-Ireland Final, so I'd say have an eye out for her this year. Yeah,
brilliant. Siobhan, Danielle, we're here at the launch of the Ladies Football National League, sponsored by Lidl. Fairly good week or two for Kerry in general in terms of football?
Yeah, for sure. Like, to see Ballymac and Ungaeltacht win last weekend and then Dingle on Sunday, like, it's unreal for Kerry football. And I suppose that following on from the men last summer with their All-Ireland, like, the buzz around Kerry, and to see some of the homecoming yesterday, some of the pictures of Dingle, like, it looks unreal, and it only brings a big buzz around the county again, and you know, nearly makes you reflect back on when we got our All-Ireland 2 years ago. And I was only looking at pictures last night and videos when I saw the Dingle celebrations, and yeah, it definitely brings a good sense of, I suppose, the football and how well Kerry are doing at the moment in the men's side. And, you know, we want to definitely, you know, get back to that time again from 2 years ago.
Danielle, you're coming in as reigning league champions, always, you know, as you know yourselves, hard to defend a title. How's training been going so far this year?
Yeah, pretty good to be fair. It's handy because last year we had new management, new setup, so it took a while to get into the things of that, but it's very, we basically started where we left off from last year, so at least that transition's very easy. Mark and the management know us now, and we have a good relationship with the management, so it's basically trying to get a hold of the new rules and try and utilise them as best we can.
How is training going with the new rules?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, obviously, we've seen the positive impact it had on the men's game. So, yeah, just trying to learn as we go. We've had a few challenge games, and trying to bring it into training. But I suppose we won't know until we're in the heat of the battle there now next Saturday against Dublin. But it's exciting, like, as a forward, and I suppose Danielle testified to this. Like, we're looking forward to the three up, and I suppose the solo and go, and a few more one-on-one situations. We really look forward to.
Danielle, is there a rule in particular that you're looking forward to giving a go?
I suppose, yeah, you're expecting me to say the two-pointer, but I suppose
yeah,
Schieffer's two-pointers are class now at training, you should see him. But the solo go, to be honest, it's, I suppose when teams look to play Kerry, they're trying to stop our fast transition, so this will definitely help us try and get the ball up the field faster, and look, if not, it'll more than likely be a 13-yard free, so I suppose definitely that, and the mark as well is very handy, but and again, the two-pointer, like, they're all very handy, they're all going to benefit the game for everyone.
Yeah, I think I saw you playing against Cork last year down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and you kicked a couple of two-pointers yourself that were probably not awarded at the time, but we'll be looking forward to seeing lots more of those coming up this year. In terms of coming in this year to the championship not having to defend the title, does it take a bit of pressure off?
Yeah, I suppose there's a small bit of pressure off, but again, like, we're bringing in a bit of hurt from last season as well. I suppose after that Meath game last year, there was probably people saying we weren't as hungry or whatever. I think ourselves, we were hungry going into that game, and we didn't want anything else but to be back in an All-Ireland final. But then I suppose when you reflect back on the game, Meath were first into any breaking ball, and they did seem hungry or watching it. So I suppose we have that in the back of our minds as well, and maybe you do need that bit of hurt there to progress again. So yeah, it's definitely driving us on, and it's in the back of our mind there during our pre-season runs of where we want to get back to, and yeah, looking forward to it now again.
Opening game of the league, you're travelling up to Dublin, no easy feat, but good to be playing against the top team so early.
Yeah, 100%. Look, it wasn't that long ago we were in Division 2, so it's a privilege to be in Division 1 and stay in Division 1 and to uphold that standard, and I suppose Dublin is one of the biggest tests out there, so why not give them a crack at the new rules?
Is there anyone on your panel that maybe doesn't always get the recognition, or someone young that's coming up that we should be keeping an eye out for over the league campaign?
Look, there's a lot of players that deserve recognition, honest to God. I could bring the whole 30 up here and name them out to you. I don't know, should we name them, like, to be honest with you, but I can't explain how important they are to the team, and how every single girl really puts their back to the wall and pushes us on, like, and push each other on. I feel like there's a very good buzz this year at training, like, and there's definitely that excitement around the place of starting the league, so hopefully we can push it over and turn it over onto the pitch, and hopefully we can showcase it. But yeah, like, I don't know, should we name out any girls, but definitely people there that do deserve the recognition, but hopefully you'll see them in the near future.
Yeah.
I spoke to Louise Mura Hertig last week at the launch of the new season of Laker Gael, and she said she was egging to get back if she had thought she had a chance to play in these new rules. Would she be someone now you'd like to see in the full forward line alongside
you? She'd love it, yeah.
Being held up there in the tree up and not being able to track back, I'd say she'd love that as well. But no, she'd cause wreck in the one-on-one situations, and I'd say she'd be well able to kick a few two-pointers herself. So.
Yeah, left and right, to be fair.
Yeah, she's definitely someone we missed last year, but again, trying to move on and, stand up ourselves, I suppose, as two people as well who are in the full forward line. We probably took a bit of pressure and put a bit of pressure on ourselves to fill those shoes a small bit. It's not an easy thing to do, but we definitely tried to step up last year, and I think Danielle did a great job, and she became a big leader last year for us in the team, and yeah, just looking forward again to standing up more, and going a step further again this year.
We saw Kaylee Cronin travel over to Adelaide Crows last year to play in the AFLW. Is she going to be involved with the Kerry setup this year?
Lucas, yeah.
Yeah, no, Kaylee, I suppose, has came out and said she's going and giving it one more crack. She's on contract for another year, definitely. So she's going back and she's giving it one more full go and see where it takes her. And I suppose you can only wish her well. You know, she played in the league with us last year and, you know, she had a massive impact and she was great throughout the league. And I suppose with new management, it was great to have that person there as a massive leader for new girls and new management. But, you know, we only wish her the best and hopefully she'll be back in a Kerry jersey soon because, yeah, she's an unreal player and a great leader and a great person to have around the place.
Carla, here at the launch of the Ladies Football League sponsored by Lidl.
Yes.
Just had a bit of an inspirational talk there from Katie Taylor. How are you feeling after?
Yeah, hugely inspirational. God, I don't get goosebumps too often, but it was amazing just to hear the words coming from someone who's so inspirational, who's so top of her sport, and just such an idol for so many people across Ireland. Yeah, it was brilliant, really taken back from it.
So anything in particular you take from her speech now that you'd be trying to take home to the girls ahead of the start of the league this weekend?
Oh, there's so many I'd probably need to go home and write them down, but... for me, it was just she was just constantly had a dream and she did whatever it took to chase that dream, to make sure that dream happened for her. And not only for her, I suppose she had an even bigger impact on female sports across Ireland. That she just, there was no barrier that was big enough to stay in her way. And that's the way it is. You know, there's still barriers there for females in sport, but you can keep the head down and keep fighting and be humble about it, which was what she was, absolutely, and achieve whatever your dreams can be.
Must be always nice to come back to Croke Park for events like this when the last time you were playing here was probably lifting the All-Ireland title.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's always nice when you come out here on the Lidl League launch day to be standing here and then kind of have a moment to reflect on the fact that you're in here when it was pretty packed with a lot of people in here watching an All-Ireland final. It's a nice time. So, yes, deadly to be back in here today. Such a brilliant launch as well to have Katie and Andrew and Hannah Tyrrell involved is brilliant. So really looking forward to, you know, the league coming up.
You're defending champs for the championship, but Kerry are the defending league champs. And you face them at home this Saturday. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, we are. Yes. We've the utmost respect for Kerry. Kerry are a phenomenal footballing team, and one that will definitely give you a good wake up on your first league match. But we know they'll come with a huge amount of intensity. We know they'll come down with Dublin with a big crowd as well, and we look forward to that. They're the challenges that you will learn the most from. They're the challenges where our players and girls who are getting the opportunities to go and play, that's where they'll develop the most. So looking forward to the weekend. And calling all of our Dublin fans to get out to Parnell Park and support us.
We've got an exciting year coming up with the new rules. How's training been going with them?
Yeah, it's going well. I think, again, you can nearly train as much as possible. It's when you go into the heat of the battle and you go into games that you learn the most from them, and you'll see which ones you can kind of develop more and which ones you need to go back and practice more. So it's great to have. I always say the league is a brilliant competition because, you know, you're in the depths of pre-season training still, even when you're playing matches week in, week out, but you're getting a match every single week, which is what we want. You want to be playing matches, and we learn the most when we're playing matches.
You didn't put in a petition to get 2 points for a back heel, no?
No. No, I'd get too much of a slagging. I'd say with the new ad that's coming out, it's brilliant. Like, to be out there and the skills of the game being showcased and to be beside some absolutely brilliant players as well, like Danielle O'Leary and Ash Maloney and Amy Mackin, is fantastic. So very lucky to be a part of it.
We saw Hannah Tyrrell up on stage today with Katie Taylor and Andrew Trimble. How do you feel like a presence like Hannah's in the dressing room?
Yeah, you probably don't, if I'm being honest. You don't feel it for a while, but you know, Hannah and even Nicole, who's finished up this year, there's big personalities on the pitch, obviously, and big leaders on the pitch, but what people don't see is the stuff that's not on the pitch. It's around the dressing room. But that comes with opportunities, and we've seen it before. You know, you have big names who retire: Sinead O'Hearn, Lindsay Davey, Noelle Healy. I could go on, and that's the opportunity for girls to step up and to show that they're the next leader of Dublin for the next couple of years. So I know that the girls will do that because that's what's been instilled in us the whole way through, and really looking forward to see who does do that.
Off the Ball Daily.